I remember a few years ago that a lady, actually a lady and a man here in the Metroplex, knew a Christian woman. She had written some books, and she was one of the ministers at a big Baptist church in Tennessee. And they wanted to know, if they bought me an airline ticket, would I fly over there to that city? Of course, I could only get about 3 hours away by driving. I didn't have my own airplane in those days. They wanted to know if they bought me a ticket if I'd go over there. So I did, to pray for this woman. I went over there, and when I drove to where she lived, I went into her little house where she was living, and I took another man with me from that church to go over to show me where she lived. We went into the house, and there she is laying there with terminal cancer, a young woman. She's probably in her 35, 40 years old. I said, you know, why didn't you do what James 5, 14 and 15 says when you came down with this sickness? She said, Thurman, I didn't know it was in the Bible. I said, but you went to seminary. Oh, yeah, I graduated from seminary, from Baptist seminary. But she said, I did not know James 5, 14 was in the Bible. She said, they didn't teach it to me in seminary. She said, so I can't work anymore, so I've been sent home, and I'm at home dying, so I'm reading God's Word. And the Lord took me to James 5, 14, 15, and 16, and when I saw it, I almost jumped out of my skin. And she said, I called my senior pastor, that she worked on staff for this senior pastor of this church in Tennessee, and she said, you've got to come over here and visit me. I have found something in God's Word. So he come over. And she said, look right here, sir. God made me a promise through the apostle James that if I call the elders of the church to pray for me and anoint me with oil, he'll heal me. And he says, she said, I want to do this. He said, we don't do this in this church. Now, if last time I checked, James is still in the Bible. And it means what it says. But they would not do that for that woman in that church. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? But see, these teachers are hypocrites. They're liars. I mean, how else are you going to, what are you going to say about a pastor in a church that will not do what God told us to do in the Word? If God said it, I mean, if this book was written by some crazy fly-by-night cowboy down here that works for the Cowboys or something, I don't think I could teach it. You know, but since it is God's Word, if God said it, I have no alternative but to say exactly what God says. Now, you may not like it. If you don't like it, that's okay. And I will have to say, that's like that when I was out in Alamogordo, New Mexico. We was out there a few years ago in a church with about 500 people. We were out there two or three nights, and I think it was the third night. We had 200 or 300 people there every time, and the pastor made the comment from the pulpit at the end of the last meeting that third night. He said, well, one thing I got to say about Thurman, he won't never have a big church. I thought, what does he mean? He said, he tells it just like it's written, and most people don't want to hear what's written. He said, he calls sin, sin. So he said, he won't never have a big church. But let me tell you, today I have a church of 5,000. My church is 5,000 strong. I send CDs and DVDs every month to about 5,000 people. That's not what you call a little bitty church. We may only have 100 or 125 here on Sunday, maybe sometimes 50, but we got a big church. Amen. And our church is scattered all over the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now then, let's go to verse 3 and 4. They will say it is wrong to be married. Have we been teaching that from Washington for a while? Yes. Sure, don't get married. If you get married, then we're going to take away your benefits. You know, we're not going to pay for your babies if you're married. But if you have children without having a husband, we'll take care of you. Do y'all know that's a law?
Yeah.
We've had that for years. I've known women that would not marry their boyfriend. They won't have sex with them, and they got pregnant, had babies, and they would not marry the man because if they did, then they wouldn't have the money coming in to support the kid. I've known women like that. And then I've known those same women. They get to be 35 or 40 years old, and they're dying with breast cancer or some other kind of cancer. Isn't that amazing? Just a coincidence, I guess. Now, they will say it is wrong to be married and wrong to eat certain foods. Oh, man. You know, some people tell you, you can't eat this anymore. You know, that's not under the Jewish law. You can't eat that no more. I'm going to tell you, that's crazy. That's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, this book clearly says, if you pray over what you eat, all foods are clean once you pray over it with thanksgiving. Well, now how many Christians do you know that go in and sit down and like a little pig eat up all their lunch, their breakfast, their dinner, ain't never once said thank you to God for nothing? Have you been guilty of that? I have been. I used to do that. I used to come running in there, man, and I remember one time in my life when I was a kid, I come running in. Of course, we was a poor family. We didn't have a lot at all. I come running into dinner one day, and I sat down, and I don't know, we didn't have much for dinner that day, but we had something. And I sat down there and I said, is this all we got for dinner? And my dad gently, he said, son, if you don't like what your mother has prepared for dinner, you go and you don't come back until tonight. And he said, when you come back tonight, you'll be ready to eat. But he said, I don't never want to hear you say again anything except thank you, Mom, for what your mother sets on the table. I never forgot that. I never said that again either. Never. But I think that's kind of the way God must operate. You know, I told you to pray about everything with thanksgiving for everything. And what do? All we do is grumble and complain. And we wonder why so many of us are sick and afflicted. When God says, I hate grumbling and complaining. And how many people do you know grumble and complain that are Christians? Oh, almost all of us. You know, sometimes I even do it. Wow. But usually when I do it, I get whacked. That's a shame, isn't it? You'd think I'd learn someday. They will say it's wrong to be married and wrong to eat certain foods, but God created those foods to be eaten with thanksgiving by people who know and believe the truth. So if God created those foods, if I know the truth, can I thank Him and praise Him for that food and eat it? Yes, yes I can. In fact, one time a missionary, he was down in Africa. And he said they was going to serve something. And he said when they brought it out, it was covered with flies. Just covered. He said they brought it out. And he said, I'm a Baptist missionary. But said, I have read the Bible. So he said, I have never stood on the scripture in Mark 16:18 that says, no deadly poison shall hurt me. But he said, that day I prayed that over that food before I eat it. I thought, you know, doesn't God have a sense of humor, a way to get through to a man? Because if they bring you a nice, scrumptious, beautiful meal, you just jump in it and eat it, right? But when you bring one to you and it's covered with flies, and you got to shoo the flies off to eat it, ooh. That's not exactly the kind of meal I want to sit down to, do you? No, not at all. And then, of course, this is a good place to throw this in. I remember I used to work for a food company. And they showed us some videos of how important it is to keep flies out of the place. And they had a big 32-inch television screen there that they're showing us this on. And they had a telescope or something, that when a fly landed, they had the head of that fly blowed up as big as that screen. And the minute that fly landed, he had a big old tube-looking thing coming out of his mouth. And when he landed, that tube hit right on that meat or whatever he landed on, and immediately it throwed up all this junk out of him that spread out all over it, and it began to immediately pulverize that meat and decay it and make it rotten, and then he sucked it right back. That's why I said, don't let a fly land on nothing, because the minute he lands, he puts that stuff on it. Now then, what if he's been outside in the cow pen or the pig pen, flying around on the pigs, and the pig dung and all that kind of stuff, and he's been sucking this stuff up, and he comes in and lands on your piece of meat, and he throws at it. When he sucks it back up, he don't get it all. He leaves some of it on there. So if it's ever time to pray over your food, if you got any flies in the house, after I saw that movie, I guarantee when a fly's in my house, he's a dead fly. You can understand that, can't you? I know what they do now. Flies? Give me a fly swatter. You know, somebody said, well, it's just a little old fly. I said, you don't know what I know about flies. Let me have a fly swatter. Whap! And he's dead meat. You know, that reminds me of, that's exactly the way sin does us. We need to make sure that we get rid of sin. I mean, when we see sin, it ought to be just like that fly. Lord, I kill that sin. I will not walk in that sin because I know what it does. God clearly said in His Word, sin brings forth death. So it's killing us. And we're out there doing it, just living in it. Wow. Then He says here, pull them down. Yeah, pull them down. Since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it. Now, when He's talking about food there, He says, since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it. Well, we think about the old law. Did God have requirements for the people under the old law?
Yes.
Yes, He did. He had requirements, what they could eat and what they couldn't eat. There were certain things God told people not to eat. And so, now then, under the law, if God told them not to eat that, well, don't eat it. But today, what we miss, we're not under the law if you're walking in love. Now, that's the secret. Now, there's a lot of Christians today that think they're walking under grace, and they're not. They have fell from grace, and they're under the law because they've sinned and not repented of the sin. As long as you're sin-free, the Scripture says as long as you're walking in the Spirit, you're walking above the law, and you're free from the law. So if I'm walking in grace, walking on that narrow pathway, I am above the law, I'm free, I'm walking in grace, and the demons of hell has nothing that they can do to me. They cannot touch me. Now, when I talk about the demons of hell, immediately I saw a picture in my mind. Some of you may have gotten this email. Dinner in Arizona. Have anybody gotten the email, dinner in Arizona? There was a huge snake, about 8 feet long. Big monster. And he was on one of the roads out there, and it was one of those big iguanas or whatever they are, a big lizard. And the big lizard was 3 feet long. And this big snake attacked this thing right in the face and bit it and killed it, and then he starts swallowing this thing. Now, this is a lizard. I mean, this thing is this wide. It took him 5.5 hours. Somebody saw it, stopped, and put all kinds of markers so nobody would run over this critter, and they filmed this whole event. It took this big snake 5.5 hours to swallow completely this big lizard.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Spiritual Fitness is Much More Important, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.